16. Distress. 1. You seem worried.
2. I'm very concerned that I'm going to fail the final exam.
3. There's nothing to worry about.
4. I'm really terrified of this sort of stories.
5. You almost scared me to death.
6. You don't have to be anxious about traveling on your own.
7. She's feeling blue because she didn't do well in the exam.
8. I've been feeling a bit down in the dumps lately.
9. It frightens me when I have to walk home late in the dark.
10. I wonder why she gave me sorrowful looks.
Dialogue 1. What's the matter? You don't look well.
I'm worried.
What about?
My exam.
Oh, is that all?
I feel very nervous about it.
Don't worry about it. Try to look on the bright side of things.
Dialogue 2. Are you all right?
I'll be all right soon. I was terrified when I watched him fall from the wire.
Don't worry. He's an acrobat.
I see. Dialogue 3. I'm worrying that she may be lost.
Be relaxed. She's familiar with the area.
After all, she's a 5-year-old kid.
Okay, I'll go out and look for her.
Dialogue 4. Anything wrong, Sylvia?
Nothing.
Why are you so sad, then?
I'm falling to pieces. Everything turns against me.
Cheer up. You can take it.
I hope so. Dialogue 5. It's a worry to me whether he's able to pass the exam or not.
I think he's able to pass with your help.
I'm not sure.
He's been working hard recently, hasn't he? Dialogue 6. Would you like to come to our party?
I'd like to, but I'm not myself today.
What happened? You look so pale.
It's the end of the world for me.
What makes you say that?
Today I'm told I've failed 3 courses.
Oh, that's too bad. Work harder next term.
I'm such a fool that duplication of efforts is only a waste of time to me.
Don't lose heart. Everything will be fine.
I hope so.
James and Patrick were alone in the office. Patrick did not look very cheerful, so James asked him what had happened. Patrick said, "Oh, nothing special. I'm just a bit fed up." James asked whether he was fed up with the job. Patrick said he was fed up with everything, with catching the same train every morning, sitting in the same office all day, watching the same television programs. Therefore, James advised him to have a holiday, because he knew that the reason why Patrick was so depressed was that he did the same sort of job for years and years. There was no variety in his life.